Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at motivation triggers, psychological tactics for energy, willpower, self-discipline, and fast action. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1. Understanding Motivation. Quality is not an act, it's a habit. Aristotle. What is motivation? You've picked up a book about motivation, but let's assume for a second that it's not all that obvious what motivation actually is. Is motivation an emotion or more like a thought? Is it a life philosophy, an attitude, or the way you're born? Could it even be a human need or a moral code of conduct for living life? Look at the world and all the things people push themselves to do. Why write a book? Why go for a jog this morning and every morning? Why climb the mountain, travel to Turkey, learn Braille, go to therapy, get a degree, or take up watercolor painting? By reading this book, the idea is to hone in on a new way of answering the above questions, especially as they play out in your own life. More than that, you'll be able to use your accumulated understanding and insight into how people are motivated to act toward great things and apply your new knowledge toward your own goals. Motivation is behind everything we do. It touches on who we are, what we want, what we believe. Few topics get so quickly to the heart of the human condition and allow us to look so deeply into why we do things or don't do them, how we generate curiosity, satisfaction, achievement, and power for ourselves, how we make meaning for our lives, how we set challenging goals and learn the skills needed to achieve them, how we cultivate our creativity, regulate our emotional worlds, and take all those millions of single steps that make up the long, long journey to a life that's genuinely awesome. Motivation is something that's often associated with performance, athletics, sports, or perhaps the business environment, when people need to be roused to work hard toward financial targets. But mastery... Chapter 2. The Science of Motivated Action. Self-knowledge is the great power by which we comprehend and control our lives. Vernon Howard. Let's begin by getting a firmer grasp of the theory behind motivation. We've briefly considered the older philosophical models that first tried to conceptualize motivation, but from here on, we'll mostly work within a more contemporary psychological perspective. There are three main psychological theories explaining motivation. If you've ever read anything on motivation before, it's likely that it touched on at least one of them. A psychologist would agree with the definition we started this book with. Motivation is the collection of psychological forces that allow us to initiate, organize, and persist with behaviors that will ultimately lead us to the achievement of a goal. Because there are different types of needs, for example, psychological or physiological, some theories focus more heavily on one than the other. Humans are messy, though, or should we say complex, and our behavior is likely caused by many different driving forces, both intrinsic and extrinsic, that address a range of needs. Therefore, the three theories we'll look at shortly are not competing, but complementary. How do we put it all together? Our needs, the surrounding environment, thoughts, emotions, desires, and behavior, this is where we need a simple model. Let's consider an example. Your friend invites you to a yoga class, and while there, you really enjoy yourself. The class has an effect on you. Your stress levels drop, your body fills with endorphins, and you feel socially connected to your friend. Since you have a need to feel good and socialize positively with others, your perception of the various benefits come together to create a desire to want to act to sustain this feeling. 3. Hack your brain and body. Your mind, emotions, and body are instruments, and the way you align and tune them determines how well you play life. Ramajan Singh Yogi. Evolutionary Action. Evolutionary psychology is a popular framework for understanding present-day human behavior in terms of our ancient past. Evolutionarily speaking, Behaviors and attributes develop only because they have historically improved our chances of survival as a species. Expanding on Charles Darwin's theories, thinkers and philosophers like Herbert Spencer began to imagine that social and psychological behaviors could also be understood in terms of their survival value, being retained by natural selection in the population at large. Most of us would agree that millions of years of evolution has shaped humans into what they are. What does this mean for motivation? It means that we all possess human nature, the collection of physical, behavioral, and emotional similarities we have in common with other humans because of our shared past. This is what it means to be a human in all historical eras, all countries, all contexts. By understanding our biological and evolutionary past, we understand what we're working with and can devise a motivational strategy that respects where we came from. Sounds great, but what about the things that make us unique? Your life history and personal experiences interact with these inherited evolutionary characteristics. The external environmental forces intermingle with the internal personal ones. Your final behavior is determined both by your inherited predispositions, or human nature, and by your own unique experiences, culture, family upbringing, personality, and so on. 4. The mindset for motivation. Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it. Lou Holtz. Now that we've laid the biological, evolutionary, and neurochemical foundation for our motivation and behavior, and hopefully made some positive changes, we can consider the realm of motivation that most people typically begin with, the mind of the motivated person. What are the psychological and personality differences between a motivated and unmotivated person? All else being equal, what will distinguish a motivated person from someone who simply doesn't give a damn? A personality trait is a fixed pattern of behavior, regardless of changing situation or environment. Psychologists have formed several theories to capture the personality range of human beings, but an early and still popular model is the Big Five, or Ocean model, to describe a person's degree of openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. It's not hard to imagine how these different traits might impact a person's motivation in life. Being open to experience, we allow ourselves to envision new possible goals with curiosity and interest. Being conscientious, we commit to a deliberate and ordered approach to achieving these goals. Being extroverted, we seek arousal and actively pursue the things we want. Being agreeable, we work well with others and cooperate toward shared goals. Being neurotic, we work hard to avoid punishment and negative experience. A motivated person, then, is someone who is open-minded and adventurous, hard-working and diligent, extroverted, sufficiently sociable, and, yes, a little neurotic, or at least knows how to channel anxiety. Remedying a lack of motivation. Chapter 5. The Economy of Motivation. You have exactly one life to do everything that you'll ever do. Act accordingly. Colin Wright. Behaviors cost. Motivation takes time, energy, and resources. You have resources, but they're not infinite. How are you going to use the resources and assets you do have to most effectively achieve your identified goals? It's simple. You need to budget both the costs and resources wisely. Everyday practical ways to strengthen motivation. Motivation is a habit, plain and simple. It's made of nothing more than the tiny choices and actions of every day, piled up together, bit by bit. Reduce your costs. The more you take conscious control of the motivation process, the more you realize it's not a question of sheer force of willpower. Rather, it's about setting your life up in a way that best supports your natural motivation. Sustained effort comes from having challenging but realistic, smart goals that really matter to you, to which you can be properly committed. You need realistic ways to tackle the daily hard work that comes with the process of reaching your goals, and for that, you need to receive and implement valuable feedback that tells you how to adjust and correct as you go. Because a process is all it comes down to, Successful people have not found a magical way to be perfect, but instead have become experts at the process of constant improvement. When they lack the mastery or organization needed, they figure out how to learn it. They proactively look around them for fresh opportunities. And when setbacks happen, they're not surprised in the least. They expect them and respond with doubled-down resilience. Here's a checklist to see whether you have all the necessary building blocks in place for genuine change. Mentors or people to guide. This has been Motivation Triggers, Psychological Tactics for Energy, Willpower, Self-Discipline, and Fast Action. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Patrick King. Production copyright by Patrick King. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russelericnewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.